Frida Kahlo, born on July 6, 1907 in Mexico City, left a lasting mark on art history with her bright personality and uncompromising artwork. Despite enduring physical pain from polio and severe bus accident, Kahlo's artistic journey flourished. Her marriage to artist Diego Rivera further fueled her creativity. The couple resided in Kahlo's childhood home, now the renowned Casa Azul or Blue House Museum. Kahlo and Rivera's artwork captivated audiences worldwide, and their influence extended even to contemporary classical music. Gabriela Leyna Frank, an American pianist and composer, recently wrote the opera El Último Sueño de Frida y Diego, or The Last Dream of Frida and Diego. This weekend, Opera Omaha is set to premiere this work in the Midwest. Stephanie Sanchez, a mezzo-soprano from Las Cruces, New Mexico, is playing the role of Kahlo.
The second they asked me about it, I said, absolutely, yes, I would love to. She's such a formative and probably one of the most famous female artists and also a Mexican artist. I come from Mexican descent, so the opportunity to play her as a character was just absolutely something that I couldn't turn down.
Among numerous books and tales recounting Kahlo's life, this opera offers a new perspective. Set after Frida's death, it intertwines with a significant celebration in Mexican culture.
Frida is brought back to the living during the Dia de los Muertos celebration. And, you know, for the Mexican culture, there's really this symbiotic relationship between life and death as far as the celebration of Day of the Dead goes. In the context of the opera, she's summoned back to the world of the living on the Day of the Dead, but she's summoned back with a mission. And so this is to escort her ailing husband, Diego Rivera. He's unfortunately fallen very ill, to the afterlife.
Sanchez expressed admiration for the high production standards of the opera, particularly noting the exceptional writing by the Grammy-winning composer.
So you're going to hear some modern soundscapes within the context of the show, but you're also going to hear maybe some traditional Mexican style of writing. And it's subtle. It doesn't hit you over the head, but it's definitely there. And I think that kind of plays into the storyline of Frida and Diego. They were so proud of their culture and so proud of their Mexican heritage. However, they also wanted to break the mold. They wanted to do something new. And I think it's worthy of every grand operatic stage, right up there with Mozart and Verdi and Puccini. I really do truly believe that.
The Midwest premiere of Omaha's first Spanish-language opera, The Last Dream of Frida and Diego, is this afternoon and Sunday. More information at operaomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.